doing good. We got 50 kids out. We got a lot of guys that we got to replace from last year, but we got a lot of guys that are kind of ahead of the game from understanding our offense and defensive system for our second year in them. So we feel like we're a little bit ahead with install, and then just trying to get as many reps as we can with our with a lot of kids that haven't played significant role in varsity yet.
Right, and so obviously you guys have a scrimmage coming up this weekend, correct?
Yep, so we scrimmage Friday at Osceola.
Awesome, and so obviously, you know, it's just a scrimmage. It doesn't count towards win or loss or anything. What's the big takeaway that you're looking to get from that game?
I think just repetitions, and, we get with having to replace a lot of starters, we have a lot of competitions at a lot of different positions, so, seeing who kind of separates himself on Friday, or maybe we'll have to rotate guys around as well. So, just to see who steps their game up, when the bullets are flying and we're going against another team instead of our own, and see what we can learn from, and see who fits the pieces that we need.
Awesome. So we may have talked about this briefly previously. You mentioned some new faces this year. Just kind of go over some of the new and the old that fans could expect with Prescott this year in terms of players on your roster.
Yep. We got three returning starters that played a pretty significant role for us last year. One of them was Dryden Seeley. He played center for us last year and nose guard. He's back, so he's still kind of being a leader. One of the leaders for us on the offensive line, defense line, Brady Block as well. He played tackle last year. This year he's getting some guard reps. And then he played a linebacker for us last year as well, so he's returning. And then Will Packard, he played wide receiver and D-back for us last year on both sides of the ball, and he's returning as well. So we're going to kind of lean on those guys a little bit for that experience. Kind of take that leadership role in their group, and then and go from there. So up front we should be okay with having those guys back, and I feel like we have a lot more line depth this year too. We just have a lot of guys that are playing that position going into camp and going into the scrimmage.
I wanted to ask you, obviously the first game is kind of an interesting time. It's a Saturday morning kick. Is that considered to you a chance to get a little bit more preparation in, or would you rather play on a Friday night?
I'd rather get into that routine and play on Friday night, but it's going to be different. It'll be fun, though. We always watch college football, and they kick off at 11 on Saturday, so it'll be kind of cool to get used to that atmosphere. And to see how that goes. But every game we play for the rest of the year is Friday night. We play Friday night in the playoffs. So to me, high school football is all about Friday night. But, one game on Saturday ain't going to hurt. And, we're excited to, chop at the bit a little bit. And, yeah, we're going to use an extra day of preparation as well. And with being, having to replace a lot of guys, and, that's not a bad thing either. So we'll take that extra day and then we'll roll into Regis.
Yeah, and I've been told that Regis is kind of a, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but kind of a powerhouse in the area. How much is the excitement level to play a team of that caliber to start the year?
Yeah, as a coach, that's what you want. Like, we want to play the best teams in the area. If we want to build a program to the level of some of those teams, we got to play those teams. We got to up our game to their level. And I think most things, you learn a lot from those games. If you take a wrong step or do something wrong, you get that great team, they're going to exploit that. But if you do that against a mediocre team or a team that's not quite as good, you get away with it, then you build bad habits. So, to play two really tough non-conference games is kind of always my goal. Because they don't matter towards playoffs. It's for us to get better. And, Regis, they're a very good football team. I think they're ranked number one in their division to start. season. And that's what we want. We want to play teams like that. And, you know, that's what we want to get to and we want to build towards. And you play teams like that to get there. And you know, who knows? You might go out and beat them and figure it out too. So we're excited to play them. I think, you know, we got to give group of kids, and we're going to go give them the best effort that we got.